Chapter 57. Jesse couldn't sleep. It was mostly silent in the hotel room, except for the low thrumming of the air conditioner. Normally, he could have slept through carpet bombing, but not tonight. Not even after too many black labels and the most intense sex he and Diana had ever had. And that was really saying something. There had been nothing normal about tonight. Normal had been getting squeezed out of Jesse's life from the second he'd picked up his mail that day 2 months ago and noticed a Vineland Park, Texas address on a fancy envelope. After Gino Fish's suicide, normal had seemed to be less and less of a possibility. What was normal about chasing a vengeful ghost, a killer who might or might not be dead? What was normal about Jen and Diana? Arm in arm, dressed alike, giggling and pointing. What was normal about Jen belonging to someone else, living in another man's house, marrying him? Jesse didn't use words like surreal very often, but there was no other way for him to describe the scene or the way he felt about it. And then there was Jen. Pulling him aside and practically begging for them to have some time together, alone. What was he supposed to do with that? Jen and her drama. It had all come rushing back at him. He told Diana about Jen's request. He wasn't going to hide things from her. He wasn't going to lie to Diana. She wasn't like Jen in that way. There were times when they were together, even after they were together, that Jen had wanted him to lie to her. Jen had always wanted Jesse to fix things, to make the world right. And in the next moment, she would work to screw it all up again. Jesse hated that he was still vulnerable to Jen's gravity. At least Jen's pull on him no longer carried the weight of the sun. It was more like the moon, a tug at him, not an irresistible force. It ate at him, though, that she would even ask. Besides, where and how could they meet and spend time alone together? There wasn't any doubt that Kahan's men were watching every step Jen, Diana, and Jesse took while they were in town. Then there was Peepers. Even if they could escape all the watchful eyes, it would be foolish to do so. It would be presenting Peepers his dream scenario on a silver platter. Come and get us. Go, Diana said earlier. I'm sure she has some things to say to you that she's meant to say for a long time. And I'm sure that's true for you also. What do I have to say to her? Gee, I don't know. How about wishing her luck and that you're happy for her? Unless you're not. Please. Well then, Diana said, give her a chance to say what she has to say. Maybe she needs this to be sure she's doing the right thing. Be sure? Why did she agree to marry Hale if she wasn't sure? Is anybody ever sure about marriage? You got a point. Of course I do, she said. What did you two talk about when you disappeared? She showed me the house. What a place. That's not much of an answer. What do you expect me to say, Jesse, that we compared notes on you? I don't know what I expect. Your nose is growing, Chief Stone. Come on, Di, give me a break. We made the best of what was a really uncomfortable situation, Diana said. We talked about how all the other guests seemed to be waiting for us to scratch each other's eyes out or spill drinks over our heads, and how we were glad neither of us had given the crowd what they were spoiling for. We made small talk about the house and the wedding parties and her wedding gown and she asked if we were getting married. We, as in you and me? That had gotten Jesse's attention. He had sat up in bed. What did you say?
Yes.
What? Wait, do I get a say in this? I'm sorry, Jesse. She turned away from his stare. It just came out of my mouth. I didn't mean for it to happen, but there was Jen showing me this grand house and her amazing ring and telling me how happy and in love she was and... But I thought you could never be happy in a place like paradise. If I get married again, I don't want to get divorced again. I won't do that, for better or worse. Paradise is my home now, Di. I'm not pulling up roots again.
I know, she sat up too. I didn't mean to say it. It was an impulsive, defensive thing I blurted out.
When were you planning to let me in on the happy news?
Please, Jesse, I already feel like a complete idiot. I'm sorry. You have to believe me that I didn't mean to say it.
He reached out his right arm and tucked some loose strands of her hair behind her ear. What's done is done. I believe you didn't mean to say it. But did you mean it? She grabbed his hand.
I'm not certain what you're asking me.
I'm asking you if you want me to ask you to get married.
Yes, she said.
He tilted his head at her and gave her a grave look. No one's here besides us. There's no need to compete with Jen. There's nothing written in...
Geez, Jesse Stone, shut up and ask me before I change my mind just to piss you off.
Will you marry me?
I already said yes.
She leaned over and kissed him. That began something that didn't stop until they had once again fallen breathless and sweating in each other's arms. Now Diana was sound asleep, snoring softly, curled up in a top sheet on her side of the bed. Jesse, staring up through the darkness at the green light on the smoke alarm, was rehashing how his proposal of marriage had come about, and contemplating the word and the state of normalcy. He got out of bed and pulled the last little bottle of Black Label out of the minibar.